Welcome, dear customer, and thank you so much for choosing my store for your comfort. Sadly, we're just about to close. I am very sorry, but I'm sure we can find an appointment that will work out for you, so. Oh, hey, it's you. You should have said something. Come here and let me give you a hug. Oh, I'm really happy with how it turned out. I love the colors and the big couch I got for customers. Yeah, currently I am a bit understaffed, but for the future I hope I can expand because you cannot believe how many people I had in the store today. I also heard that some of them were sent here by you. I really appreciate your support. I can't believe I really did this. So far from home, not knowing many people. You were the only one I started talking to, and you were so, so kind to me. You know what? Sit down. Oh, shush, I don't want to hear it. You came here from work, no? I'm sure you had a rough day, so this is exactly what you need. Let me treat you for all the things you've done for me, okay? I don't want to feel like I'm a burden to you. Aw, thank you for saying that. I'm also glad I got to know you. Now be a good boy and sit down. Do you have anything special in mind today? I got a menu you can choose from. You can create your own special session just for you. Yeah, I decided to go over a list of all the triggers and tools I have and put a price on them to be included in the session. This way, customers know what they can expect and also avoid triggers that they are not comfortable with before the session starts. Since I noticed you humans are a bit clumsy when it comes to letting someone know about these things. Right, mister? No worries. I think it was cute. Anyway, which triggers would you like, my dear customer? You can't choose? Oh, then how about this one? It's a special one for those who can't decide. And with you, I already know it makes you feel relaxed. So you can leave it all to me. I'm making you forget all about work in no time. You'll see. So please, dear customer, sit down and close your eyes. I'll be right by your side. First, let me start with your hair. You have very nice hair, you know that? It's fun to play with, run my fingers through it, my nails. But they're getting a bit too long, don't you think? Not that I mind. For us elves, we all have long hair. So I was actually more shocked seeing so many humans having shorter hair, you included. When I moved in, your hair was so short compared to now. Are you planning on letting it grow out? Yeah? For me? So I can play with it? Aw, you. How kind. But you heard me when I said I don't mind, right? You like it when I run my fingers through your hair? Mm-hmm, I know. Well, I am a professional after all. Do you feel a bit better already? Yeah? Good. I'm sure with the next step, you will feel even more relaxed than right now. So please don't flinch. I'm going to touch your ears now. But before we do that, you know what comes first, right? When 100 points to the customer. Then, please excuse me. Oh, customer, not even a reaction. Do you perhaps have someone at home who does this for you normally? Won't you feel sad when you cheat on her with my services? You'll think she'll understand, yeah? Maybe you're right. But maybe she's a bit sad that you now will come to the store and won't visit her as much as before. And maybe she doesn't want to feel like there's a distance growing between you two. At least, that is what she might feel. You don't plan to stop hanging out with her? You can relax the most in her apartment anyway? Oh, dear customer, I might get upset if you see it in my store. But I will overlook it today. You just feel like you can be at peace around her? That sort of thing? Yeah? I'm glad to hear that. I'm sure she is also very happy whenever she gets the chance to talk to you. And she gets excited whenever she can meet up with you. Maybe she was a bit sad when you almost didn't make it to her big opening day. Even though she knew you couldn't reschedule your work appointment. And maybe she wants to spend more time with you later tonight. You think that sounds like a good idea? Really? You planned asking her out for dinner after her shift anyway? Oh, what were you thinking? You found a traditional elvish place? No way! In this city? Because I was looking for ages now and wasn't able to find a real authentic place. It's a bit outside. Sounds like someone's planning a date. Would that be a bad thing? No. I mean, she would probably love that. Huh? Oh, right. Sorry, I was a bit... Yeah, you know how to make an elf lady flustered now, don't you? Sorry. Am I at least doing my job well? I'm doing fantastic. Really? Great. Are there lots of customers today? Oh, you can't imagine. You can? Fine, you can, I guess. I am booked out for the next 2 weeks already. If this keeps going, the store will be a huge success. You knew I'd make it? Oh, shush. We weren't able to say for sure. Ear cleaning in human cities is still not a real thing. Also, my customers were elves as well, which is fine. But compared to back home, ear cleaning stores in my hometown were massive. Some of them had over 20 people working at the same time. Isn't that amazing? I want this liveliness in my store as well. Yeah, I guess you're right. No need to rush things. Opening day was a success. I think I'm good for the next month or so. And after that, I'll see how business will go. Oh, but I'm so sorry for talking to you about business when you're just at work. Do you want me to change the topic? It's fine. But I think I'd like to talk to you about something else. Also, I will now start using tools. So please be careful, okay? I know I say this all the time, but you look really cute like this, sitting still, waiting for me to touch you. I can't get enough of that. I'm not teasing you. You are cute, and I know you know I'm not saying this to tease you. Mister, let's go on a date. That made me really happy, you know. We've both been so busy these last few weeks. And you still managed to send me a text before either of us fell asleep. And I was looking forward to teasing you if you'd ever not make it in time. But that never happened. I guess I was on your mind all day for these last few weeks. Not that it would be difficult on my end. You're a great guy, after all. Not only do you support me, a strange elf you only met a few months ago, but you also make every moment feel special. I know I can rely on you, and I know I can come to you just to rant about something. You don't treat me differently from others just because I'm not human. Yet, you show interest in my culture, which I really appreciate. I would take you with me to see my hometown, but in my culture, that is basically like ringing the wedding bells. Oh, nothing. I'm sure we'll go there at some point. For now, it is just a bit too far to make you accompany me there. All right, on to the next year. Are they dirty? Is someone nervous? You don't need to worry, sweetheart. You're the cleanest human customer I had today. And remember what I said when we first met? It's perfectly normal for you to not have squeaky clean ears. Though, to be fair, they're much cleaner now than they were back then. Aww, someone embarrassed. Embarrassed because of their dirty ears. Silly you. I'm only teasing you, of course. And it would be hurting my pride if after all these ear cleanings I gave to you, that your ears would still look like they did the first time we met. But man, I never expected that I would get this close to you. Not that I mind. I just didn't expect to find someone this wonderful. So kind, so gentle, so much fun to tease. What I want to say is, thank you. You made living in this big city much more fun than I could have ever imagined. I made your life more fun as well, yeah? I hope for that to be the case, but who knows? It could have been that I was just that annoying elf lady for you. Knowing how bad you can be with social interactions. Of course I'm joking. Awkward silence, huh? How come? Well, you mentioned something earlier, and I might be silly for getting excited about it, especially after teasing you every chance I get. I'm happy. Yeah? Happy? Yes, because of you. You really know how to ruin a mood, huh? Oh, there we go. All done. And might I say, your ears look stunning. Just your ears? Well, maybe the rest as well. I'll get up. I need to clean up and close the store. Tomorrow is another day of work. Is it bad timing for you to ask me out for dinner? If you dare to cancel on me after all of this just now, I'm going to clog up your ears next time. I want this date more than anything else. So shut up. Be a good boy. Wait in front of the front desk, and I'll be done any minute. We're going to have a wonderful date. I'll show you my favorite elfish meals, and after that, we can go back home and cuddle for the rest of the night, okay? Good boy. Hey, I like.